Welcome back. Roll Route, Trent Luce, Red Shirt Friday. May's half over, Gary X. Emmett.
I know. I'm heading back over to Europe on the 1st of June. I can't wait for the next 2 weeks to go away.
Don't wish your life away.
Yeah, exactly.
I just got a text from a friend who said that he has on good authority that the pension plans for retired MPPD folks are $250,000. You know anything about that?
I don't know if it's that dollar figure, but I can tell you that, how do I say this without, boy, I got to be careful. I don't want to pick a fight. I can tell you that one of the biggest pension earners in Heber, Nebraska is a former Public Power employee, above and beyond even the banker and other people in town. I mean, he's living large.
So here's why this is a good discussion, no matter what state you're in. Nebraska is 100% served by co-op electric power. And the only state in the nation that has 100% co-op. So that means that as a user, I'm a partial owner. And yet, I feel like we have zero say. And just as a reminder, George Soros funded six people to take over that board. I think it was 2020 or 2021, maybe you remember. That's when they started spouting off and droning on about net carbon zero.
Yep.
We need to stand up. We just can't sit by and let that public power continue to run away with our resources.
So what was the guy that used to be on MSNBC from North Dakota, the great big husky guy, and he passed away from cancer about 10 years ago. What was his name? I can't remember his name off the top of my head. But it's
not coming to me. Maybe Luke can help.
But he, along with that group that you're talking about, came after me with guns blazing. I mean, they called me out on MSNBC, not by name, but they talked about what I was trying to do in Nebraska. It was like, this is a battle line that we're going to die on. And I was like, holy cow, people. But here's the thing, Trent, you said you don't have any say in this matter. I want to tell you what you don't have any say in the matter. So during my FOIA request, one of the things that we wanted was a copy of Public Power's long-term power purchase agreement on their power plants. And when we got into those agreements, I realized that there was one paragraph that makes the entire utility world spin. And it's put in there by Wall Street. It says the utility can and will raise rates for debt service. Now, why that's important is, these power plants haven't had any debt retirement. All they're doing is paying the interest. Why are they paying the interest? To inoculate themselves against privatization. Because when I started talking about privatization back 10, 15 years ago, I went to the governor's mansion real quickly. My lobbyist, I bet you know him, Phil Young from Omaha. We had a meeting real fast at state capitol to talk about the debt. Because the reality of it is Nebraska Public Power is by default kind of a subdistrict of the state of Nebraska's political system. So if Public Power can't pay their bills, the state ratepayers have to bail them out. And that was basically what they told me. They said, if you go after Public Power, electricity rates in Nebraska will double because the ratepayers are going to have to continue to pay off the old debt, and they're going to have to pay for the debt on the new power generation that you're proposing. And I went, oh my God, Wall Street runs all these utilities. And that's why you see these boards, these public utility boards, rubber stamp rate increases, because they know they have to. They have been told you can have a good old hoedown at the state capitol and get AARP and all these people there to talk about how this rate increase is bad. But at the end of the day, the rate increase has got to happen.
So why was Ed Schultz in North Dakota all wound up about what you were doing?
Because he was a very, very, very far, far left progressive. And it basically came down to George Norris. That's it. We have to protect the legacy of George Norris at all costs. I mean, George Norris is the grandfather of the public power business model.
Mm-hmm.
It's about preserving that legacy of an antiquated dinosaur mindset. And, you know, when I was a kid, I mean, Fairbury had its own electricity generation. Wilbur had its own electricity generation. Beatrice had their own power generation.
They all did.
All did. We gave our sovereignty away in the name of socialism. So,
get this. It was about a year ago, I think, that Broken Bow had a fire in their own electric, because Broken Bow, the city, was separate from the Custer County Power District. They had a fire. Yep. Guess what they don't do anymore? The city is part of Custer Public Power. It just took them out of the mix. So then I want your take on, we know anybody who's put diesel or gas in their vehicle knows what fuel prices are doing. And hardly anybody else is talking about this, but in the last 30 days, we're now at 46 different oil refineries at some level of the oil processing infrastructure that have had explosions. Yesterday was Tulsa, Oklahoma. Tuesday was one in Louisiana. What's up with that?
One, you know, back to, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy, blatant conspiracy theorist, but one would have to wonder if it go back to COVID. It was the same way in COVID. You remember there was, what was it? The chicken plants. And the, I mean, there was, it seems like there is, there's a mechanism at work behind the scenes. And, you know, Teresa and I talked about this when I was in Europe. We went out to dinner one night and we were talking about this, and I told her, I said, it would be, I hate to be the person that says it almost feels like they're trying to kill us. It almost feels like the system is just blatantly trying to make this such an unbelievably impossible battle to win. And this goes back to why I abruptly left my energy company, abruptly left my political super PAC when I got sick in 2018. I looked at this and I said, you can't put money at risk in volatility like this. Okay, when you trade stock, you base your decisions on the VIX. The VIX is the volatility index. We have a VIX on our economy. It's called the World Uncertainty Index. Go look at it. It's on my Facebook page. That chart went straight up. You cannot make money in an environment like this. And I know there's a lot of tough people out here in Nebraska. I'm tough. I'll figure it out. They're just going to cut your tail off 1 inch at a time until they own your soul. And back to the oil thing, the thing that really worries me more about the oil situation is I wouldn't mind if they tapped into the strategic oil reserve to benefit us as Americans, but they are selling the strategic oil reserve oil overseas. It's going to other countries because they've got to try to keep other countries from being mad at us.
Well, Miriam Adelson needs it to go to Israel. I'm just telling you.
You bet.
And for those that don't know her, she's really the money behind this new wing in the White House. It wasn't going to cost you and me anything, Gary. And now all of a sudden we've authorized, what, $50 billion for it?
Yep.
All right, but I know what you need. I do know what you need.
What's that?
3 o'clock Central Time today, Nebraska in Lincoln plays University of South Dakota, first game of the NCAA softball tournament. You need to be a part. You just need to go there and, you know, just immerse yourself in the softball game.
Wind down and enjoy a Friday afternoon. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, look, did you hear that there was earth trembling from one state line to the other yesterday? Supposedly the earth was shaking under Nebraska yesterday.
Really?
I'm telling you all I know. I need to go verify it, but that's what is out there.
You know, boy, I worry about sounding like a tinfoil hat guy, but now that you said that, I can't remember whether it was Monday night or Tuesday night. I was laying in bed, and I've been really, really sick ever since I got back. That airplane air just dries my sinuses out, and then I immediately just have to go get a Z-Pak. And I was laying in bed one of those nights, whichever one it was, and I remember feeling the bed jiggle. And I remember I just told myself, oh, you're just sick, and that's just your body shaking. But That's an interesting concept that
Yeah,
we're.
I stand corrected. I said yesterday it was this week. I believe it was Monday.
I think that was
Yeah,
I.
and supposedly from Scott's Bluff to Omaha, there was earth movement.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
We're down to the last minute, Gary.
All
What's
right.
your profound wisdom for the day?
I want to live someplace where the food and the water doesn't kill me. That's it. At 56 years of age, that's my goal in life. Find a beautiful little woman in Portugal that thinks that I hung the moon. She actually thinks I'm funny because of my accent. That's why she dated me. She walked up to me at a conference and she loved my accent. My point is, I just want to go live in peace, eat good food, and enjoy life because I think chasing the dollar is a thing of the past, my friend. I really do.
I actually think that's very profound, and that we all get lost, and that's not going to bring us what we need, chasing the dollar. But everything you just described. But my wife had just sent me a text correcting me once again. Gary, don't go to the game at 3 o'clock. It's at 5 o'clock.
Fair enough. Fair
It's
enough. Thank you.
always a pleasure, and I don't think you have a conspiracy tinfoil hat at all. I think you just see the world and sharing your experiences and trying to get 99% of the people to wake up and pay attention. Thanks, Gary. We're going to go to dinner in Thayer County, Nebraska, one day soon. We have successfully journeyed down the path connecting food producers and food consumers. For Gary Axum and I'm Trent Lewis, both of us reminding you that all roads do lead to a rural route in Thayer County, Nebraska. National Western 2027. Check out the entries. DNA's coming up. I mean, it's going to happen here. If you want to be a participant, get more details on the website. I'm most interested in people, whether you bring cattle or not. There will be cattle. There'll be livestock like you've never seen before. That's just what happens because the culture's right. But I want cattlemen to gather, and we talk about what the future of the beef industry looks like. So more details about what 2027 January is going to look like and how you can have some input into the future of the beef industry by going to the website nationalwestern.com. When we say we are the West, we live it. It's not just a slogan. You come and find out, and you talk to the people that show up like we did this year. nationalwestern.com. And I know, oh my goodness, I think I missed it. I was going to be in Denver when they distributed those Ketchikabs. I believe that already took place. I should go follow one of those kids. That's a great idea. NationalWestern.com.